Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where is Keith?
Pearl Jam, you played that record.
He is gone.
Dale Arnold.
Do you think that Dale survives this after this Wiggy
outburst? It's hard to say.
Wiggy, stop that.
You need
he
to stop that.
Today.
You need to stop with
So what did he do today,
Wiggy?
What did he do?
Rich Keith.
Passing success rate.
Chill with the bad talk.
Give me the Oakland Raiders at home.
Dale and Keith, middays.
What else you got?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We all survived the roundtable. The roundtable, I think, went very well.
Was only in question for one of us.
Very professional, very buttoned-up affair. Yep. I thought it was good.
Yeah. You got a little headache this morning?
I feel great. I don't know why everybody is making such a big deal out of it.
Truly.
I sang a little Pearl Jam.
Mixberry.
Here's the thing, Dale. Truly was a sponsor.
I was going to not say a word and see if
Dale?
People thought...
No,
Wiggy
here.
Had killed me.
No, I'm glad we were able to do an event like the roundtable because it allowed Dale to talk to Wiggy, something that never happens. You know, we never get a chance. You never have those
you
two
to
guys.
Yell at him, tell him stop at
him. Got to talk about it a little bit. It was that hour. There was four people on that hour, Dale. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There was Christian.
Yeah.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Wiggy.
Yeah.
And me.
I heard mostly you and Wiggy screaming.
That was my fault. Yeah. I should shut up.
You were mad. You were yelling at him.
I wasn't mad.
You were
at
mad.
All.
You seemed mad. You were screaming at him a little bit.
Well, some people thought you were pie-eyed, so I don't know.
My biggest complaint, not about that. I don't care about that. Again, Truly is a sponsor. It's really a slap in their face.
You know,
if you weren't having
and
a
future. And I like the fact that you support our sponsor.
I did. Yes. Rude.
And I thank you, Rich.
I happen to have a mixed berry, so I was pointing that out a little bit.
One that's November 14th. And
Tyler,
NFL
this one's Wildberry.
Wildberry?
The middle of a trending
Wildberry.
I thought he needed the pick me up. I thought he needed the boost there just a little bit. But the thing that really bothered me was that they thought I was late for the 5 o'clock start time. It was 4:55.
Where's Keith?
That part.
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
I was told 5 o'clock.
Okay. Where's Keith?
I was there actually.
Did they card him on the way in? Was that the problem with?
I do have young. I do look young.
I got carded coming in.
You got carded coming in?
To the when I exited the elevator. You didn't have to show ID to get in?
I think they thought I probably was of age.
You did? Just barely. I did not. No.
I did.
Huh.
You have a youthful
you
face,
do.
Andy.
You got a young
yeah.
You got a young face.
That and the fact that you had on knickers. I mean, probably.
Wow. Sir? I feel good about myself now. Well, you were so sloshed, they assumed that if he sloshed, somebody else
I was
already
not
confirmed.
Sloshed. I was enjoying the sponsor, and I wish you guys also enjoyed the sponsor.
I did.
There you go. There you go.
But we could enjoy it responsibly. I feel like that's a tagline.
I didn't drink that much of it.
No?
No.
Why not?
Well.
Oh, because you're on the air professional?
Just because I thought, is that what you're saying? I don't want to start singing show tunes the way Keith was
Pearl
doing.
Jam. That was
no,
a good
I'm sorry.
Pearl Jam. They were talking about Greg's days of spinning records, so
right.
I thought I would.
Let me get back.
I'd have a truly if you.
Okay, now,
Shyam, you're a big karaoke guy. How was that? That sounded pretty good.
It's actually pretty good.
D plus.
Okay, thank you.
So, you hear this now?
Yeah.
How does it maybe differ from what your mind remembers?
Sounds
at
about
the
right.
Time.
And here's the other part.
I thought he was singing with a velvet tone last night.
Listen, I was a part of the first hour. Dale was a part of the second.
There
hour.
There was no third hour.
Andy
Everybody
was a part
left.
Of the missing the ghost third hour. So there was actually people there for the first 2 hours. So you did kind of have to holler a little bit. You had to yell a little bit.
Because there was a lot of noise, a lot of background
well,
noise.
Well, nothing louder than you, Dale.
No, geez.
I was trying to have a conversation at a table a little ways away, and I couldn't because
of
you.
And in my defense, we were the most separated of the four of us. And like you said, I couldn't hear him very well.
No,
stop that.
You just said it today. You need to stop with
So what did he do today,
Wig? It's a long process.
What did he do?
The NFL.
Wig, stop.
What
I was fairly certain
today?
Wig wasn't hearing me at all.
No, I don't think he was listening
to
you. We did have headsets on, though, and microphones.
We did. But yeah, you gotta crank them a little bit. But all in all, it was good. Did you play any games? Did you play any, like, craps?
No.
No.
I wanted to play War.
Oh, War.
I like War. It's easy, simple.
I could play War.
Is that a gambling thing? War?
Hey, you never played War? You got a card, yeah, they get a card, you put them down, so there is.
You can bet
it's like a table game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
I didn't
know. Yeah, yeah, no, it's, yeah. It's a real thing.
There's also Go Fish right next door.
Yeah,
it's a good game, too.
They don't have that at casinos.
Oh, my God. No, they don't, Andy. Oh.
They did. I played.
Why don't you go back and check it out? Take a longer lap.
Did you guys listen to the lead-in on OMF when they were there and they were giving Christian a hard time for basically doing whatever he wants when he plays blackjack?
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about the etiquette of this, too.
Screw you. My money's as good as yours. I'm here to be entertained and have fun. You don't like it, leave the table.
See, I think
I'm
you're
with
looking,
Christian.
But you're looking at it as more of an individual game where I think the real blackjack players are like, we're just trying to beat the house,
You don't get to pick your teammates when you sit at the table,
I sit down. I put my money. I can play however the hell I want. It's my entertainment dollar for that day, that week, that month,
but
whatever.
But what if not only do you lose, but then you cost everybody to lose?
So leave. Just go.
No, overall,
and by
I'm
the
on
way,
your side.
Not,
there are several other tables at the facility.
And if you're there thinking you're a professional and I have the advantage, well, then you're an idiot. Yeah. You're dumber than you look.
I don't gamble, but I did wander around a lot. And there were a lot of folks with the hats and the sunglasses and
Who
the hoods
you?
Up.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. What do we do? Yeah.
They're pro players.
No, they didn't look
Maybe
that
not.
Pro to me. No.
They're pro losers.
Ran into the guy in the elevator on the way down. He's like, how'd you do in there? I was like, oh, you know, all right.
I read it.
He's like coming back. He's like, I got to go get more money or something. I'm like, oh, okay.
I was in the elevator going up, and the guy says, a little poker today?
Like, you know it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll see you there, buddy. High stakes. That's for me. But the thing that Dale and Wiggy were yelling about was the Antonio Brown. Because when we were on the air yesterday, Dale, part of our show, not the round table, Antonio Brown had a different tweet than the tweets that are available now.
Yes. Yeah.
He had a, he's actually taken it down, and he did both on Instagram and on Twitter, and they were similar, but not the same. Like, he didn't copy and paste it. And it was a lot of...
The F word was the same.
That was.
The black people part was the same.
Bleep the NFL.
Yeah,
I'm
that
never
was
gonna
the
play
same.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
The
allegations of racism seemed to be
that
consistent in both.
Yeah.
And then, it was pretty clear. And then he deleted the Instagram one first, which we were trying to figure out.
We were talking, and I said, oh, it's gone now. It disappeared. And I'm convinced it disappeared because he had 70,000 likes. Nobody named Brady or Edelman were among them. And it's like, oh, boy, if I've lost them, I've lost everybody now.
Or did he finally answer, like, the Drew Rosenhaus phone? Like, did he finally get to that
one? Drew Rosenhaus text that said, A.B.
Do you think he listens to anybody, though?
No, I don't.
So I wonder if it was just sort of like a mood swing, and then he was like, all right, well, I should probably take this down. What's the point of deleting anything, especially if you're famous? I can see if you're not famous, and you're like, well, I should probably delete this before people see it.
Well, you think
better.
But
in this day and age,
it's a first step towards acknowledging a problem, or you think better. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
And then you follow it up with a very well-written second
which
tweet.
Which I'm going to, sorry if I'm being blasphemous
what do you
here.
Mean?
I hope Wiggy has left the building.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Antonio Brown didn't write the
how do you know?
The second. I'm just telling you my opinion.
How do you know he didn't write the first one?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he wrote
maybe
the
first
one.
Is the social media intern
got a little
overzealous.
Maybe he got a little Twitter helper. Like Gil Brand has a Twitter helper.
And then AB took the phone and was like, what are you doing? Yes. You're fired as an intern. I'm going to write one myself now.
Yeah, I think he wrote the first one, wrote the Instagram post, and Drew Rosenhaus wrote the subsequent tweet, which sounded different in tone.
It did sound a little bit different.
I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name.
Good stuff.
With a period. I love football and I miss it.
He loves
period.
It? Okay. Well.
I just want to play and I'm very emotional about that. Period. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP.
Yep.
So there you go. That
I
was
don't know how Glenn didn't kill you.
He was
just
in
like
his own.
He couldn't reach
parrot
him. Those
back
short arms.
No, there was somebody in between us. So,
what are
but
you doing?
That one does sound a little bit different. To Dale's point, it sounds
does it?
A little. It sounds a little
punctuated
bit different.
Differently. It's really weird.
Do you think that the
spelling was correct?
Yes.
Do you think that the
no allegations of racism?
No,
whole different tone to it.
But do you think that tweet alone, the previous one that he deleted, would have kept him out of the NFL?
No.
Like he's probably either already out or maybe they're going to eventually let him back in.
I don't think any one thing
keeps him out of the NFL.
I do think that if you're attempting to make your way back into the league, and we said yesterday morning the first Josina Anderson tweet about, you know, he's going to meet with the league next week, which, you know, he hasn't met with him yet. We're thinking, okay, the door is open ajar. You know, there's a slight window here. And then he just blew the door off the hinges.
You know what this reminded me of? You may, Keith, a dated movie reference.
Oh, boy.
Then I might get it.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
when the girlfriend is down at the speakerphone and he's like, "Then get out of here!" And then he goes, I'm sorry, baby.
I'm sorry.
I take
so
that all
scared.
Back. Just come on upstairs.
Scared of being alone. Scared of being a nobody.
And that, what is that? Crazy. It's literally
you're back and forth.
Comedic craziness. And that's, but that's AB's real world.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't think he actually reacts. I think Dale's right. It's the reaction of somebody around him. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's grandma. Grandma had a role in one of those YouTube videos.
She was on the phone with him when he found out he'd been released by the Raiders.
Maybe it's grandma who said, listen, you idiot, you can't accuse the league of being racist if you want to play
stupid,
for him.
Stupid, you're smart.
He keeps going back and forth, though, about whether he wants to play or whether he doesn't want to play. And it's one of those things where
there's a certain bipolar aspect to him, isn't there?
Because it's a toxic relationship.
But I think it's also
him in the league is toxic.
It's very toxic. And he might get some information that it looks like he's not coming back. So then it's like, well, it's my choice. It's my choice not to come back. And you're like, well, no, like you still got to do this. But it sounds like he's still going to have the meeting next week, which I thought was the biggest breakthrough possible for him. Like, if he's going to get back in the league, because nobody has signed him in the 7 weeks or whatever since the Patriots cut him.
But they're interested.
They're interested. Teams are interested.
At least three.
But to what end?
Yeah. And Keith yelled at me yesterday, too, but when I suggested that agents don't always tell the truth about that stuff.
No.
But come on, Rosenhaus surprisingly has a pretty good track record.
Man of his word.
Well, I'm just saying, he has been right about a few things about teams that are interested in Antonio Brown. In the past, he said Raiders, went to the Raiders. He said Patriots, went to the Patriots.
Sure.
Before it happened.
I didn't say he lies 24/7, 365.
No, you probably, there has to be such, like, two truths and a lie.
Yeah, there's every a little, and there's a little melding of the truth to fit the situation.
Michael McCann wrote an article, and we'll talk to McCann coming up at 11:30 about, is Antonio Brown building a collusion case against the NFL?
See, good luck with that. And I'll talk to Michael McCann directly about this, but it seems to me that before his Twitter tirade yesterday, he might have had half a case.
If I'm
an owner in the NFL and I saw the Instagram and the tweet yesterday, how anxious am I to sign him? Forget about what other owners are doing. Forget about what Roger Goodell's doing. I'm pick your owner. I'm Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family. And I'm going, I don't think I want to bring this guy in here.
Because his MO is he's going to go for your darkest time. Whatever your biggest mistake is as an owner, as an organization, whatever, when it goes bad, and it will go bad at some point, he's immediately going to reference that on Twitter, right? That's what he does.
Yeah, and it just seems like he's so...
So say the Colts signed him.
Yeah.
You know he's waiting to say, hey, Ursay, where's your drugs and your briefcase? Like, that's what he's going to do. Whatever the black mark against you is, he's going to bring it up.
Is there a team without a black mark?
No.
of course, that's the NFL.
Yeah. Right.
So whether it's a player,
he
a coach...
took a little shot at Robert Kraft upon departure here.
But he deleted it, so it's gone.
So he didn't really say it.
Never happened. Can't prove it. I can.
No.
But I think everybody else has it.
Right.
But
that's just the problem, is he's so unpredictable, because there's plenty of guys in the league that have done things worse than even what Antonio Brown is accused of. Well, maybe not the worst thing, but like there's guys that have...
If the allegations are true, that's as bad as it gets, too.
Like Tyreek Hill, for example, is in the league, and we saw Kareem Hunt is going to be playing on Sunday. We saw what he did. Like all these guys that are in the league, and it's probably because the team can convince themselves that it's more of a one-off, or whether it is or it isn't, they can sort of say, well, this guy had a fake apology, and we're going to accept this apology, and we're going to move on. And for the most part, those guys aren't as active on social media. Those guys aren't as self-destructive. Those guys aren't that. Antonio Brown's a different kind of person here, but he's also better than all these guys.
He is, but I think the biggest issue, and I just asked you about this in the back room, we're waiting to come on.
Mm-hmm.
All we've heard over the years is if you bow down to Roger Goodell, bow down, kiss the ring, apologize, play nice
with
him.
Could that have saved Brady?
I think
the
that
suspension?
Could, yes. I think it could
it
have saved
have, I think.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone. I said to Rich, why is Josh Gordon fast-tracked back to the Patriots? Martavis Bryant's still out of football. There were a lot of people. Remember the whole timeline in May? They were sort of reapplying themselves, and they're following. Well, one of them got what he wanted.
Yeah.
One of them didn't. Now, I know people say, for whatever reason, Goodell likes Josh Gordon. I think part of it is he plays the game, tells him what he wants to hear.
Yeah, I think Gordon probably proves. Yeah,
whatever.
I'm guessing Martavis Bryant. I don't know for a fact, but I'm guessing if he had an interview with him, it didn't go so well, or he didn't really apologize, or he didn't take the proper steps, or whatever.
However, just like
by the way, I think that the interview, whatever you want to call it, that Antonio Brown has scheduled for next week is not going to go well.
No, like his deposition,
it's going to go really poorly.
I'm guessing it doesn't go great.
Well, I also would question what's his intention? Because if you truly, now I don't know which tweet to believe, but if you're done with the NFL, then screw you. I'm not in.
Then you're not even going to go.
I don't need to. That's an investigation internally within an employer that I am no longer employed by.
Right.
But then Drew says, well, you're going to do it if you want to get back in the league. Yeah. And you've already said you're not going to the XFL because that's only going to last 3 weeks, and you could buy that if you wanted to. So what's the end game? There's a lack of a plan here for AB. He just rides the emotion because I think he thinks what you think. He's just that damn good.
He's that good. I know I had this disagreement with Wiggy. You might have heard last night that
I heard shouting. I don't know what the
You were busy slurring your words on a podcast.
That's not.
And here's
that's half true.
Here's the real disagreement I have with Wiggy. He says the NFL shouldn't put themselves in a position to have anything to do with civil disagreements. Okay. In a perfect world, he's right. But I can tell you here that if I'm working here and someone files a civil case and accuses me of sexual assault and rape, chances are real good I'm not going to be on the air.
Well, yes, I would say
even
there's
if it's a
good
a civil
chance.
Case.
Now, the one thing I would say, if it was just out of the blue, Dale Arnold's been here 30 years, we've never had a single issue with him, you might get more support than if you have these little brush fires along the way where you've done various things.
True.
And that's AB. He's got a lot of brush fires.
Is there a Robert Klemko article about you where there's pages and pages of stuff?
Well, it's coming.
I know. Somebody's looking into it. But yeah, that's a big
difference. Back to my old, everybody has a boss. Like, no one's saying AB can't play football in the United States of America, right? The government hasn't cracked down and taken away his unalienable rights.
Yeah, they kind of are, though.
Are they?
XFL. I think they are.
Go to the XFL.
Oh, I'm talking about the NFL. Right. I'm saying the NFL, by not saying anything, has said that he's not going to play.
But they're a private business. Okay. Now, you get into monopoly laws and all of those things. Maybe Michael McCann can talk a little bit about that when he joins us. But, you know, this is an employer. This would be the same, you know, Dale. Entercom. Not only do you lose your job for your little hypothetical situation, but Entercom.
And I think I would.
And Entercom could say, you're not going to Phoenix, you're not going to wherever, one of the other 200 stations, you're out. As a company, we don't want you.
Do they have a commissioner's exempt list at Entercom?
Well, and I think their problem would be.
You're on it after last night.
in the exact same way Goodell and the NFL have to answer to people, Entercom would say, how do we answer to our advertisers?
Right.
If we leave this guy on the air. Now, listen, if I'm totally innocent, I couldn't be more mad than I would be.
Oh, my God, you'd lose your mind.
You would go crazy.
Yeah, you'd be tweeting like Brown.
If you're innocent, you'd be like Antonio yesterday.
But again, we need to get back to the very, 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 very specific details that people like Wiggy and I think you somewhat, Rich, like to gloss over.
What's one?
The civil lawsuit?
Yes.
He played. Correct?
Yes.
He played.
Yeah.
And was going to continue to play.
Factual text messages that apparently some took as threatening a female, that got him fired.
That got him kicked off the Patriots.
Correct.
But it did not get him suspended by the league.
Right.
But the teams are afraid of that.
Correct.
And by saying nothing, you're essentially
so the civil lawsuit, which people don't know about, a he said, she said.
Yeah.
There's not as much he said. We know what he said in those text messages. And as an employer, whether it's the big employer, the NFL, or individual teams, you can decide whether you thought that was inappropriate, right? You can decide. And the Michael McCann story says, you know, Goodell can decide if there was even the verbal may have, quote, committed a prohibited act, which would include threatening somebody, not threatening them and then going through with it,
right?
Just threatening.
I mean, with the text chain, everybody except Wiggy thinks he threatened her. That's what it was. Now, Wiggy says there was no threat, but most people who read it say, why would you include her in the text chain if you weren't trying to intimidate her?
Right.
Right. No, I'm not. I mean, I just think with the text chain, they also proved, though, that they weren't going to go to the police because there really wasn't a whole lot the police could do. Like, I'm not saying it's not threatening, but it's also sort of a weird spot where I don't think all 32 teams would have cut him for that.
They may not.
I really don't. I think my point would be
Trent Brown has essentially the same situation, correct?
Yes.
And what's happening with Trent Brown?
He's playing football.
Right. And all Trent Brown did when he went to social media was said,
I'm innocent. He denied it.
I'm not going to answer any more questions, but I'm innocent.
That's what most people do.
He didn't threaten anybody, text anybody,
right?
And he's allowed to play. So we even have a comp.
Yeah.
And a pretty direct comp.
Right.
Right? Their last names are the same. That's how direct it is.
Same agent.
And he he's still playing.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Maybe he learned from AB.
We got so Michael McCann will help us with that at 11:30. Michael Irvin at 11:15. I know that's Andy Hart's favorite time of the week. We'll see what Michael Irvin has to say about Antonio Brown. So add that to the conversation. But we'll do a little Celtics because big emotional night.
Yes.
For Kemba Walker.
I thought it was cool.
It was pretty cool. And I think he thought it was cool. It may have affected how he played a little bit. And then Marcus Smart and Brad Stevens had a little thing going on. So we'll get into all of that here coming up. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.